power project is a great idea, so why didn't it fly?
Well, maybe because they didn't put it in the legislature, Philip. That's today's cheap joke. We have been told many times that wind power is a better way to generate electricity, though, and damming rivers and burning hydrocarbons, and BC Hydro embraced the idea, at least in an experimental way last year. They signed a deal. Private company, BC's first ever wind generating station. It was going to be on an inlet west of Port Hardy, north end of Vancouver Island. Just a small plant. The windmills there would have generated enough power for 17,000 homes, but it was a big commitment to a new way of doing things, and if it had worked out, we might have had more of them. Bit of a shock this week to discover the plant was scrapped because, get this, there wasn't enough wind.
Oh.
6 months of on-site testing, and the builder concluded that the winds at the site, Hoburg, were not strong enough and steady enough to generate firm and reliable power. You might have been able to build a station that did intermittent power, but nothing regular, nothing reliable, nothing steady. It's not the end of it. I see there's another group out this week with a proposal to build a much bigger wind farm at the northeastern tip of the Queen Charlotte Islands, and that one is being undertaken in partnership with the Haida First Nation, so it may go ahead. Still, the failure of the proposal to build that station at the north end of Vancouver Island is a reminder that in the drive for green power in BC, we've still got a long way to go. Wind farms are not cheap. They're noisy, too. Nobody likes to live next to them. And the wind, like Mother Nature herself, is fickle. So I guess for all of the talk of alternative energy sources in BC, a lot of it is still just,
uh-oh. I knew you were going to go there. But why not just simply move the site to where there is more wind, or is there something more going on here?
Well, Hydro set up, what Hydro did was, Philip, was they set up monitoring stations, and they picked the sites, and then they went to the private builders and said, hey, we think this is a good place. Will you make a proposal? The private builder then said, okay, we'll give it a try. They set up longer-term monitoring. They hired meteorologists, and they concluded it just didn't measure up. There's lots of places in BC with wind, but I gather for a wind station, you need a steady, strong wind, and you don't get that. The weather on Vancouver Island, the west coast of Vancouver Island, fluctuates pretty wildly, so sometimes you'd be generating a lot of power, other times not much. I guess we haven't figured out that perfect combination of wind and an ability to store the power at a profitable rate in order to make a steady generation of power.
And is that your belief, though, that it is purely based on there isn't enough wind, there's not something more afoot here, people protecting their turf, protecting...
Well, there's an economic issue,
yeah.
And the economic issue is this. Hydro has a premium rate that they will pay for power that is generated from alternative sources. In this case, the premium rate is available for firm power. And I guess there may be a bit of a negotiation going on here where the company is saying, well, if you want wind power, we could provide it on an intermittent basis, but we can't provide it at the rate you're offering on a firm basis because, first of all, the wind isn't steady, and second of all, you're not paying us enough to build the station. So
steady.
There's a bit of an economic issue, too.
Yeah, steady and plenty of it where you are, Vaughn Palmer. Thank you from Victoria. Vaughn, the political columnist with the Vancouver Sun, of course, must read him.